Truly, God has been good to us.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm not.
Each soul that has given, that you would bless, protect, and keep their homes as you have said in your word that you would do. Because you love and you're forgiven. And God, those who are in lack due to whatever reason, we ask you, God, to let them know you still can provide. You still can make a way. We love you, God. We trust you and we praise you. Holy Spirit, have your way in this sanctuary. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Y'all do know where I'm going, though.
Hallelujah.
Acts. We'll begin reading at verse 14. This morning I'm reading from the NIV. I'm using a King James or a New King James preacher. This old country preacher. But Acts chapter 2, verse 14. This little sermon out of mine.
Amen.
It says, then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice and addressed the crowd. Fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. The mic on somewhere. Listen carefully to what I say. Y'all hear me? Listen carefully to what I say. These people are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only the nine. Know this.
Thank you, sir. I use this. Can y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me well?
Yeah.
All right. You back up. Start over. But Larry said, that's what I need you to do. You got lost in the translation? Yep, don't do it. Acts chapter 2, verse 14 said, then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice, and addressed the crowd. Fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem. Amen.
Then Peter stood up, made that bell. Would be 11, verse 14. Raised his voice and addressed the crowd. Fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These people are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken of the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show signs and wonders in the heaven above, and signs on the earth below. Blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood for the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls, y'all hear it? Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. As you take your seat, I want to speak to you from a subject for a short while. Four signs of a faithful church. Four signs of a faithful church. Church has been lost in translation. Not just because of COVID. Not just because we haven't been able to come to the sanctuary. But because we've gotten away from the biblical view of what God has given us for the church. God has given us the mandate, the rules, the regulation, and the authority of the church. The church lies and was birthed in the blood of Jesus Christ. And is empowered by He, the Holy Spirit. He sent men and women into the church who are faithful to the church and faithful to the community, amen, to walk in the light of the glorious gospel, to feed the sick, clothe those who are naked, is that right? And to take care of those who don't have sight amen, to see Jesus. He's given us this mandate. He's also given us the mandate to be able to talk about who Jesus is. In his address, Peter stood up. Let me go back and tell you where I'm coming from. We have been talking about Pentecost. We've been talking about the Feast of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit ascended on those who were in the upper room. Y'all remember? 120 waiting, did what Jesus said, now they're waiting. They're waiting because Jesus has always walked with them. Now he's ascended back to heaven, and he promised them the Spirit. He promised them that greater works will you do than I ever did. Jesus embodied being a Christ, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. He was a man. But he was also limited in space and time because he was in a body. But what he did was he went back to heaven, poured his Spirit out on us so that we could go out and preach the gospel to all the world. I wish I had somebody that understood that little simple Sunday school point. Peter, and let me show you how this thing worked. After Pentecost came, the Holy Spirit fell on all those that was in the upper room and all those who were surrounded, right? And there was wind. There was fire, amen. In other words, that was a phenomenal sign. And everybody came and heard people speaking in their own language. That's where we were last week, remember? But this week, you have people who were mocking. Bible says in verse 12 and 13, some mocked and some was amazed. They thought that the boys were drunk, amen, because they was out there speaking what they probably thought was gibberish. And they said, these guys must be drunk. Yeah. Bible says Peter stood up with the other 11. Said, these men are not drunk as you suppose. Amen. What it is what God has promised. Yeah. That God has sent his Holy Spirit on them. That's why I'm able to speak, amen, in a different language and you can understand what I'm saying. In other words, in Genesis chapter 11, if you go back and read that, when men came together, they thought they were bigger than God. And God said, let us go down and see what these men are doing. And he confounded their tongues in the Tower of Babel, amen. And men were sent out all over the earth. That's why we all look different, amen. Different skin tone, different dialects, amen. Different diets, amen. Because God spread us abroad all over the world. But on the day of Pentecost, he had started to send the Messiah, Jesus, send his Spirit back to the earth. And now men were supposed to come together, amen, to worship the Lord and to witness to the goodness of the Lord. We're going to talk about four signs of a faithful church, amen. Peter, let's back up. Dr. Luke is the writer of the book of Acts. Y'all remember that? And in the Gospel of St. Luke, Peter, at the end of the Gospel, had turned on Jesus. The one who said, I'll never leave you, Lord. Amen. Matter of fact, I got the weapon right here. Anybody mess with you, I'm right down for you. Amen. And he said, I'll never leave you. Jesus said, for the cock crow three times, you're going to leave me. And I'm going to tell you, be careful what you tell the Lord in church. Amen. Ecclesiastes 5 said, be careful how you talk with your tongue. You know, a whole bunch of folks talk about things they're going to do in the church, and then we leave and forget what we promised God. But let me tell you about a God I know who never forgets. Amen. He don't sleep and he don't slumber. He knows all things. He remember everything you ever told him you was going to do. And guess what? You going to do it. Four signs of faithful church. Peter, who denied the Lord. Peter, months before this, before he stood up, Peter, when Jesus was on his way, Deacon Hay, they was leading him to judgment hall. Amen. And the slave girl said, aren't you one of them? Peter said, I don't know him. And the Lord turned around, the Bible says, and looked back at Peter, and the cock crowed. Amen. And he remembered what the Lord said. Then he left and he went fishing, amen. He went back to what he knew to do in the world and he was afraid, amen. But then what Jesus did was, in John chapter 21, go back and read it. Jesus is on the bank. He invited the boys to a fish fry, Dick and Lamont. I can imagine that the grease was hot, and I don't know if they used grease back then, but I can imagine they could smell the fish, amen. And they on the boat, but y'all know how we are at the fish fry. I don't care if you got hot dogs, hamburgers, whatever you got. When people see that hot fish coming out, a line immediately forms over here. So Jesus tells them, they are fishing. They can't catch anything. And Jesus tells them, cast your net on the other side of the boat. As a matter of fact, you ain't even got to do that. Put your net down and come on over here, because I already got hot fish cooking for you. After they finished eating, Jesus said to Peter, do love me. Lord, you know I love you. He said, well, feed my lambs. Amen. Feed my babies. Amen. He said, do you love me? Yes, I love you, Lord. Take care of the sheep. Amen. Take care of them. Then he asked the third time, do you love me? Amen. Peter said, that you're not Peter. Well, he didn't play around. Peter said, I can imagine you look at Jesus. Lord, did you ask me that one time? You know that I love you. Amen. The Lord said, feed my sheep. Amen. In other words, what he did was he restored Peter back to the service. See, I'm talking to somebody this morning who during COVID, you got comfortable, amen. And I did too, amen. And y'all didn't want to watch Pastor Thompson, a Minister Lamont, a Minister Jeff, or whoever came to Archie Road to preach, whether we was inside or outside. Y'all was at home, amen. Y'all was able to look at any preacher y'all want to, and Reverend Thompson was preaching, and the praise team was singing, and y'all turned us off, amen, and went to somebody else, amen. Start watching that, amen. And then later on, you came on back and started watching us. Jesus said, you love it, feed my sheep. Peter is the hope that when you mess up, God will not throw you away. Lord, have mercy. Peter is the hope that no matter what you've done, no matter where you've been, no matter who you've been there with, amen, the Lord will restore you at said time. Said time came at the day of Pentecost when Brother Peter stood up. Peter wasn't talking about cut nobody. Peter wasn't trying to defend the Lord. Peter became a witness for him. That's my first point. The first point is that a faithful church will be a faithful witness. I've been talking about witnessing for a long time. A faithful church will be a faithful witness. You will tell the truth and talk about Jesus. And then when you leave the church, you will model him, Jesus. Lord, have mercy. When you're in church, you will act like Jesus. You're trying to grow to be like him. You're not trying to be like me, and I'm not trying to be like you. You know why? Because we've all sinned and come short of the glory. First sign is that the church must be a faithful witness. Peter stood up and said to the 11, he said, raise his voice. He preached, because people get upset when you raise your voice today. Everybody talking about everything else until you start talking about Jesus, then the rapid scratches, amen. But I'm telling you that Peter raised his voice. He addressed the crowd. He said, fellow Jews, see, I'm listening to this. He said, listen to me real carefully. People that you think are drunk, these boys are not drunk. He says, a matter of fact, this is that. This is that that the prophet Joel talked about. This is what Joel talked about, y'all, in the last days. And then what he said, the Lord said, I'm going to pour my spirit out on all flesh. Amen. He was prophesying 800 and some years, about 850, before the coming of Pentecost. Now Pentecost is made alive. And I'm trying to tell somebody, y'all know when y'all promised God. Y'all know when y'all was in a color. Y'all know when y'all was in a fix. Y'all know when y'all was behind the eight ball. And God showed up just in time to bring you out. Amen. So the second point is that you are, that in a faithful church, will depend on the Holy Spirit. The faithful church will depend on the Holy Spirit. See, what we're doing is we're so busy trying to be relevant to the world that we forgot that the church is the Lord's. Amen. And we're supposed to depend on the movement and the fragrance and the gifting and the speaking and the utterance of the Holy Spirit. We're not supposed to come together trying to do what people in the world are doing. We're not supposed to come together and try to do what the church across the road is doing. We're supposed to come together as a congregation and say, Lord, here we are in the need of prayer. Amen. Lord, show us why we're here. Why are we on 1479 Deep Creek Church Road? As a matter of fact, the way some folks get on my nerves, why I keep on coming back? it's going to depend on the Holy Spirit. Before I move from that point, I promise you, I ain't going to hold you long before I move from that point. When you depend on the Holy Spirit, your language and your talk change. When Jesus, told you last week, when Jesus was on the earth, he only talked about the Father. Jesus told the boys that when the Holy Spirit fall on you, you're not going to be worried about the world and what folks are doing. You're going to be worried about no injustice, no Democrats, no Republicans, no Philly. You ain't going to worry about none of that because he got the whole world in his hands. The Holy Spirit, when you get him, all you're going to talk about is Jesus. Make you witness. First point, let me reiterate. I told you this is my Sunday school lesson for once. Now I'm trying to keep it structural. The first point is a faithful witness. As a corporate body, we are faithful witness. We are to never not have people think that Archer's Grove is not a not children of God. That we don't love people. Now don't get it twisted. Just because we love people don't mean you put up with anything. There are guidelines to this. This is the blueprint and this is the method. The world in one place in one accord, dark and do some work. Point one, remember, a faithful witness, verse 14 to 15, is the signs of a faithful church. We're going to be a faithful witness. The second one is we're going to depend on the Holy Spirit. Behold, here we are. When after Peter quotes Joel, talking about pouring the Spirit out on the people, he said, watch out. Y'all hear it? Verse 19, he said, it wasn't going to happen. When they begin to prophesy in the last days, this is what's going to happen. You're going to see signs and wonders in heaven. You're going to see signs and wonders in heaven. Science is trying to figure out what's going on there. But we ought to know as children of God that those crazy phenomenal signs that we see is signs that the Lord is soon to come. It's signs of the last days. I'm trying to tell you that the third point is you got to warn people of judgment. A faithful church will warn people of judgment. But Ezekiel said there was a watchman on the wall. And the watchman on the wall's job was to stand and watch the wall so that when the enemy came, he could cry out to the city that the enemy is coming. Church, we are on the wall. Let's remind folk that the Lord is soon to come. Because folk don't think he's coming. Even us in the church have gotten so comfortable, we don't think that the Lord is coming. I just told you, judgment is coming. Let me break it on down. Judgment is already here. Y'all think, a lot of people saying that COVID was a conspiracy theory. Some people think that the shot is a trick, amen, and that people are trying to get you. Let me tell you what really happened. I said it when I was preaching when you weren't here, but since I got y'all here, let me go ahead and break this thing down. The reason we got put out the church last March is because we were doing everything but being the church. And God let us leave the church. Now y'all know what I'm talking about. If Reverend Thompson preached 20 minutes, now you're preaching too long because I got to get home and I got to take care of this and I got to do this and I got to do that. I got to, some people, I got to fly over here. They're in Boston one day.
You faithful, the church is going to be a faithful witness. And the second thing is they're going to depend on the Holy Spirit. And the third thing a faithful church is going to do is going to warn folk about what the Lord's coming judgment is. Peter got so small. I just told you, y'all, remember he was out there. But if he wrote the book of Peter, he said, y'all think the Lord is slack concerning his promise. He ain't slack concerning his promise. It's been 2,000 years plus, but it looks like he ain't coming back. Ain't that right? But guess what? He's coming back. Amen. Matter of fact, Peter kept on writing until he handed the baton off to Paul. But as we keep reading, Peter is to Jerusalem, Paul is to the Gentile. He's to all the other nations through Paul. And Peter hands him the baton. And Paul takes the baton. And then he began to warn people. He said, don't you know that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night? Just when you think not. Amen. He coming back. Amen. Paul began to talk about these things. So what we'll do as a church, we'll warn folk about the judgment of God. Like Ezekiel 33, Matthew 24, Jesus began to talk about the nations, amen, who forgot about God. And then God came back. Y'all remember what he's going to do when he comes back? He's going to separate the sheep from the goat. Remember that conversation? See, the preacher can't separate the sheep from the goat. The deacons can't separate the sheep from the goat. The members can't separate the sheep from the goat. Because we really don't know who anybody is. Because I already told you, a lot of folks think a person is Peter, but they might be Judas, amen. And then you think somebody is Judas, and that just might be Peter, amen. You will know them by their fruits. Fruit is they'll be a faithful witness. Second thing is they'll depend on the Holy Spirit. And the third thing is they'll warn for them. Because the Bible says right here in verse 20, it says the sun will turn to darkness and the moon to blood. Y'all see it? Before the coming, that great and glorious day of the Lord. That word day of the Lord, I told you, is judgment. Zechariah talks about the judgment of God. Zephaniah talks about the judgment of God. Brother Amos talks about the judgment of God. And I said all that about COVID to tell y'all right now that the church is under judgment right now. That's why we're going through what we're going through. Because Peter got smart again, amen. Peter said judgment will begin at the house of God, amen. So y'all better get it right, I better get it right, and be a faithful witness for the Lord. Last thing is I'm gone. Y'all know how we know that you're going to be, the church is faithful to the Lord? Because everyone is going to share the gospel.
Yeah.
I like when you sang that song about the one who did complain. He didn't have much, but he was thankful for what he had. Isn't that right? As a matter of fact, he probably would have shared it with somebody. Amen. But when you got folk who everything is me, mine, I, amen, they ain't sharing nothing, amen. They'll see you hungry and walk right over top of you. You look over their house and they know you hungry, amen. They won't put out no dinner until you leave, amen. Because they ain't got no hospitality on the inside of you, amen. Here it is, gone. First one is, what was it? What was my first point? Faithful church is what? Faithful witness. The second one is what? Faithful church. Y'all forgot? Depend on the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Reverend. And the third one is that a faithful church will do what?
Warn
folk of the impending judgment that's about to come.
Yeah.
Before I move to my last point, I'm going to say it like this. If you face God without Jesus, you'll get full wrath of it. Jesus went to the cross to take the wrath of God for us. You hear me? And so he took the wrath for you and I. So when we stand before God, he's already paid the penalty for you. Yeah, he did. Yeah, some of you messing up right now, gonna mess up tonight, me too. And if we live tomorrow, we're gonna mess up again, amen. So the blood don't just cover, the blood makes you white as snow. So he already paid for it, but we got to warn other people who don't know about the law. The last point is everyone will share the gospel. The Bible says, I say the Bible says in verse 21, and everyone, y'all read it with me, everyone who calls, see, I just said that, see, we had the Bible, so, because y'all ready to go, to the place that I want God to sit down again. It says, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. That's good news. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Mr. Lamont just read it to you. I'm gone. That he who knew no sin became sin for you and I, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him, Christ Jesus. Y'all still don't get it? If you don't know where you're going and what you're doing, and you hear the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that He came, that He lived a sinless life, fulfilled all the laws, and that He died, and guess what? He rose. And He ascended back to the Father. And one of these days, He's coming back for me and for you. And I want to tell you this morning that you ought to look up to the hills from which cometh your help. All your help comes from the Lord, the Creator of heaven and earth. I just told you last week, if you're sick, call that name. He'll heal your body. Call that name. If you call that name, He'll come in and suck with you. Because I called on Him one time when I was sick, and day one I called on Him, Miss Jerry. Day two I was still sick, and I called on Him on day three, and guess what, y'all? I was still sick, and I called on Him for 2 or 3 weeks, and then I went out. Didn't even know I was in this world, amen. But y'all know what? I was dreaming dreams, amen. I was thinking about the goodness of the Lord. Couldn't wiggle my fingers, couldn't get up off the bed, but I knew that Jesus lived. And one morning I popped my eyes open, looked at my wife, amen. Of a faithful church. Faithful church don't witness to people. Not just in your talk, but in your walk. Right? Then we're going to depend on who? You're going to depend on the Holy Spirit. The third thing is, this is the mandate of the church. We got to warn folk. You can't keep living any kind of way. You got to get your house in order. The prophet went to Hezekiah, who was sick, and the prophet's word was, get your house in order. Guess what? Because you're going to die. Nobody like that. That's hard, ain't it? Well, I'm sorry to tell you, I'm going out of here. You going out of here. I don't know how you're going, and Dr. Graham would say it like this. You're either going by the car or you're going by the cloud. Let me say it again. You're either going by the car, you're going by the grain, or you're going by the cloud. But ain't that good news that the Bible says that the dead in Christ shall rise first, and they who are alive and remain will be caught up to meet Him in the air to forever be with the Lord. So today the Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 10, if you believe Him, Jesus, accept the work that He did, that you saved. Doors of the church open, and there's one who never accepted Jesus Christ. Free will, pardon of your sin. This is your opportunity to come and get it right. Facebook Live, if you're looking, you don't know Jesus. It's just that simple. Lord, I'm a sinner. Understand that. By your grace and my faith in that grace, I can be saved. Come in, Lord, and suffer with me. Take control of my life and have your way. I'm a witness. It may take a while. You won't know it, but other folk will know it. Y'all know why? Because your conversation is going to change. At work, you're going to be talking about Jesus. At different meetings that you go to, after a while, you're going to be talking about Jesus. Matter of fact, some folks will look at you and say, they just a little bit different. They don't act the same. Because they look just like Jesus. So at this point, you don't know Jesus and the free will part of your sin, doors of the church is open. The second one is this.
Some of us, we still came to the church, but we never did what the book said. I ain't got there yet, but I'm there right now. You got to repent. That means to turn from your way and turn to God. Repent means to turn from your way and turn to God. You cannot accept the Lord and keep doing things your own way. You must accept what it is, who he is, and begin to turn from your wicked ways. Then the Lord will hear from heaven, and he will heal our land. So is there one who would love to recommit, rededicate, give your life back to the Lord? This is the time. If not, when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing. Yes, sir. When we all see Jesus, we will sing and shout the victory. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray, God, that words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart has been acceptable in your sight. Pray, Lord, for every soul that heard what you wanted to say to us, that it's time for us, now that we're back in the church, it will not be the same. Things have changed physically, and protocol in the church has changed. But your word remains the same, that we are to live for you. We are to walk like you, talk like you, love our neighbors, and even love our enemies. Forgive those who talk about us and despitefully use us. Lord, sometimes that seems like a hard pill to swallow. But if you say it, I'll do it. Because I know one day you forgave me of my sins. So I don't mind forgiving my brothers and my sisters. Pray, God, that the Holy Spirit will sweep through this congregation, that we'll be changed, that we'll be more like you, that we'll get dedicated to one another, dedicated to your house, and dedicated to your community. Pray for those among us who may be sick that I'm moving about. Those I do know, God, I'm asking you to bless them in the name of Jesus. Remember my friend and brother Cornell Austin, the White Wave. Remember Brother Jimmy Petit, Lord. Whoever he may be, I ask you that you would give him strength. Remember Sister Mary and Brother Edgar Moore. Also, brother and brother-in-law. And all those in the sound of my voice, God, who may be going through struggles and troubles that I don't know about. But God, you know all things. And with you, God, all things are possible. I'm asking you, God, to heal what needs to be healed. I ask you, God, to deliver where we need deliverance. I ask you, God, that whoever is bound, whoever is burdened, send your anointing, God, to set us free. My blessing for your people is this, God, and I always love to say it to God because you are faithful. That is that the love of God the Father, your love conquers all sin. Grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which is the doorway to heaven, and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, which is wisdom, power, and righteousness, may it rest, rule, and abide henceforth, now and forevermore. Let the faithful of God say amen.
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 And amen.
Amen.
Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
I will be
a faithful witness
for the Lord.
God, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.